I want
WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Becky Bayless.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Sound, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
You'd be a fool if you don't check out WCI Sunday night.
What the hell is this?
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Do you know what this means?
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
You want to be a slacker for the rest of your life?
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
Why do you keep calling me Calvin?
Heartbreak Mike.
Look, I don't want to mess with no reefer addicts, okay?
The Omega.
I'm afraid you're just too darn loud.
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
He's an idiot. Comes from upbringing.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network and on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, the Ayatollah of rock and roll.
This is third generation female superstar Natty Neidhart.
I'm Austin Aries.
Don't stop listening or I will find you. I have Google Earth. I know where you live.
WTR Sunday Night.
And welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. It's an interesting week in professional wrestling where the biggest story in wrestling happens in UFC.
But it featured that guy. What's his name?
I don't remember.
Joe Rogan?
No, not him.
No.
He used to be important, I remember.
Phil Hartman? Bork?
No,
Phil
Bork
Hartman.
Laser.
Who? I don't know that guy. I don't know.
Michael Buffer.
No, I'm gonna be Michael. It would be Bruce.
Bruce
Ken Shamrock. Bruce Hart?
I was thinking Brent, but I think it's someone who works less than him.
CM Punk? Doesn't everybody work less than Brent?
The one we're trying to remember is like the opposite of Brent. He just never shows up for work, but he's still really important.
What is his name?
I'm lost.
Well, we'll figure out eventually. The names here are the Omega, the be-all end-all of the network. Joining me tonight, Heartbreak Mike.
What's up, guys? Ladies and gentlemen, Heartbreak Mike here with finally my old mic, thank God. We got a lot to talk about. And I don't know how to feel about this, but then, hey, we'll see how this goes.
That said a lot without saying anything.
Mm-hmm.
Woohoo!
Cryptic!
Maybe.
And, of course, the one leading the way, and fortunately, the one and only, Tim Stein.
I don't know exactly how I should take that. But good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night West Talk Radio right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. Canadians, hope you had a great Canada Day. Americans, hope you had a great blow shit up in the sky day. Because it was, you know, like the Canada Day, Independence Day celebrations this past week. Yay.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, now in Calgary, dramatic pause, Alberta, Canada, we are experiencing the 10-day-long drinking festival known as the Calgary Exhibition and Stampede.
Where all you guys try to be cowboys?
No, all the tourists try to be cowboys. Mm. This is a western town, man. It just is. I mean, we've got ranches in the middle of the city with horses in them.
Do you have random burger heads anywhere?
Random what?
Nothing. Keep going.
Random burger heads?
Yeah, in the middle of the desert. You don't have that?
I'm just waiting for you to clarify. We don't live in a desert.
Okay. Never mind.
I live in a place in North America that has twice as much oil as the great state of Texas, but because of the Canadian federal and current provincial governments, no way of accessing it.
Good to know.
There's a long story behind that.
for another day and another time.
Just saying. But, you know, if we look at our notes, that name we couldn't figure out. Yeah, Bork Laser, Brock Lesnar.
Who?
Part-time.
Is he the Universal?
He's not even part-time. He's occasional.
Casual time.
He's the Universal Champion, right?
He's once a blue moon.
He reminds me of the opposite of a high school dropout, more like a high school drop-in. Every now and then when he feels like it, he drops and says hi.
That escalated quickly.
Ba-dum-bum.
He's that one popular recurring character on a sitcom that only shows up two times a season. He's like, no, he's Q, but not
the
a
season
pool.
Opener and the season finale.
Come on.
Yeah. Everyone waiting on somebody. No one does anything. We're good at this.
I kind of sort of like accidentally interrupted you without realizing that you weren't finished yet, so I was just waiting for you to continue on.
No, I was finished. Like, no, he's Brock Lesnar is our cue, but not as cool. That's all I had to say about that.
Because there's nothing else to say after that.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hello.
Oh, I caught you in mid-drink, didn't I?
A little bit.
What is it? What is it tonight?
Water.
That's kind of boring.
Nope.
I recommend next time you have to cut the grass, don't drink Old Milwaukee while you're in the middle of doing so.
I will take that into consideration. All right.
Yeah, see, I was cutting the lawn yesterday after work, and my neighbors came out and sat on the porch drinking beers and smoking things, because marijuana is about three steps away from being legal all across Canada, so I'm expecting an exodus from California up here. But halfway through cutting the lawn, one of the neighbors walks over to me with an Old Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. So I'm drinking beer while I'm cutting the lawn. And, of course, you know, the more beer you drink, the more it affects you. So I take pride in cutting really straight lines on my lawn, and that didn't quite work out the entire width and length of the grass by the end of it.
Ladies and gentlemen at home, do you grasp just how much we care about Brock Lesnar at this point? We are currently talking about mowing grass.
While drunk. Yeah, that's an MUI. Mowing under the influence.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, yeah, all right, let's get this over with. Brock Lesnar, UFC last night, he got called into the octagon after Daniel Cormier had a few words for him. Now, you guys all saw this, did you not?
The last person that called out Lesnar in an octagon, didn't Brock beat him?
He lost to Brock because drugs and, you know, like performance enhancement type, which led to a suspension. Of Brock Lesnar. Mm-hmm. But dudettes and everybody else, you can expect Brock Lesnar back in the octagon this fall or early winter. He's reentered the USADA drug testing pool. That's USADA. He's working on picking up and finishing off his current drug performance enhancing drug suspension with UFC. Cormier, which
he is 6 months before.
Yeah, Cormier had a few choice words for him last night, led to Brock walking into the ring, and he shoved Cormier.
Hmm. Yes.
And it came to a bit of a push-me-pull-you type situation.
But I will beat the... Yeah.
Ending, Brock basically walking out with escorts, with Cormier saying, yeah, push me now, you'll be sleeping this winter. Or you'll be sleeping later.
Yeah.
So, did this feel like a setup? Like it was set up, scripted? Like a wrestling event to you guys?
I mean, kind of. Probably by intention, I'm sure. It is very pro wrestling to call somebody into a ring in order to verbally berate them.
Yeah, my point is that it just did not feel scripted at all. It was like Dana White took a page out of Vince's playbook, if you will.
Now, one little fact before you guys continue on the discussion. Brock thought Stipe Miocic was going to win that fight. He didn't think Cormier was going to win, just so we're all clear on that one.
Well, la-dee-da.
Anyway, continue.
Anyway, who's to say that Cormier still has a belt around his waist when he finally faces Brock again. Or finally faces Brock in the Octagon.
That is true. That is true.
So, yeah, but is this a surprise? I mean, Brock UFC back again?
Nah, it was kind of expected. We were just trying to figure out when he was going to leave.
So the whole thing about it is, if it is for the title in UFC, what's Vince's reaction going to be if Brock, holding the belt with Brock holding the Universal title?
No, he's not. Right. I mean, it would be one is a physical competition, the other one is a stage performance. So we know one is going to supersede the other as far as which he's going to hold at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is the writing on the wall. We pretty much knew Brock's contract was running up. We knew he was going to have to drop the belt at some point. This is pretty apparent. Pretty apparent that we're getting close, and the match set for November means, probably next big pay-per-view.
Which would be SummerSlam, kids, is the next big one. Is he going to drop it that soon?
Oh, yeah. Because aside from just the fact that you need to get the belt off of him before Brock does anything Brock-like?
Brock fashion?
Borky?
Mm-hmm.
Brocky.
but also knowing Vince, it wouldn't surprise me if he got him to take another loss before he went out the door just because.
Yeah. So, like, there'd be a rematch, basically. After he drops the title, then there's a rematch sometime between August and November.
It depends, honestly, on how upset Vince is that Brock is leaving for UFC again. Mm-hmm. It might be another, they might rematch with Roman or Strowman, depending on which one takes the belt off of him, because it's going to be one or the other. There's no other option. And if Vince is really upset, it's going to be Kurt Hawkins.
Oh, my God, yeah. Job to, Kurt Hawkins, wait a minute. Who am I thinking? Even lower on the totem pole than Kurt Hawkins.
The guy with the losing streak gimmick.
Yeah, that's kind of hard to pull that one out.
Yeah.
See, one thing people have taken into consideration, the last time Brock had a UFC fight, it was basically with Vince's implied blessing, as he was still contracted with WWE when it happened. It was a non-title bout. So this time around, no, I'm like, Vince, I'm like, well, you're dropping the belt. That's all there is to it. I see it happening at SummerSlam. The thing is, who's his opponent going to be at SummerSlam? Are we going to get another Brock Roman Fest main event?
We keep expecting it, don't we?
Yeah, but I'm going to throw something at you. They're going to redo a certain WrestleMania where we saw a Money in the Bank cash-in.
They're going to pull the emergency shoot.
And Braun cashes in and winds up with the title at SummerSlam. I'll predict that right now.
Should make a win.
It wouldn't shock me.
Because at this point, it's been so long and it's been so stupid that I can't see them putting the belt on Roman anytime soon again. After everything that's gone down, I could see Roman fighting for the title against Brock and Braun coming out with the briefcase just after the match starts, and it turns into a triple threat. And how do you take the title off Brock without making him look bad? Well, you pin Roman.
Okay, there now, is such.
Oh, what? Go ahead.
It would play to the gimmick so well if he came out to cash in before the match started. Just finish off Brock by himself and then invited Roman to still have his championship match.
Okay, you know what? I like that booking. Make it happen. I actually like that.
It was very Braun. It's just like, I'm just going to break everything in my path. I'm not going to take the cheap way. And
so that would basically necessitate Brock coming out first, and then while everybody's waiting and anticipating Roman, Braun's music hits.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet, I'm cashing in now.
Or you could tease it all the way to just the two, Roman and Brock, squaring off in the middle of the ring, and then just before the bell rings, when the ref's just winding back his arm to call for it, that's when the music hits. He walks out. Just Roman, just take a breather here. Like, I got this.
No, the thing is, Braun is essentially a babyface type now.
Now
has been for a little while. If he was still playing the heel, I'd have him knock Roman out. How is he going to convince Roman to take a break? Much to the crowd's delight.
He's Strowman.
He's Braun. That's it.
Yeah.
It's like, I will flip your children upside down. You go away and now.
And not think twice.
You sit there. You watch. I show you how to do it. And it set up some kind of a program between Roman and Braun. The one good thing about it is the Universal title would return to being a mainstay on Raw.
You'd actually see it. You could put some importance on it.
Yeah.
That's true.
So, but I'm throwing this out because of the discussion I had with Rock last night. How do you get the belt off of Roman without making him look weak going into a UFC fight? Well, here's the thing. And I made the point, UFC fans are not wrestling fans for the most part. Wrestling fans will watch UFC, but a lot of UFC fans will not watch WWE. It's fake, it's phony, it ain't real, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, we get it. It's understandable. They won't give a shit if he loses the title in WWE before he comes and fights in UFC. Who cares, right?
Yeah, certainly didn't care the last time.
Yeah. So that's essentially my entire point that, in a nutshell, that I spent 15 minutes going back and forth with Rock over Skype last night. So I think it was last night. It was last night, yeah. So, like I'm saying, my point is I don't see it affecting him negatively at all walking into UFC. Does anybody? I mean, besides Rock.
Nah. Mm-mm. He's Lesnar.
Mm-hmm.
He will do what Lesnar do.
Now, my question is, Mike Omega...
Okay.
Has Brock lost any, air quotes, street cred with UFC fans for being a for going back to WWE?
Not really.
After losing his title?
Not really. Brock is still going to be Brock. Win, lose, title or not. Sorry.
I do think he loses some just out of, out of the inherent, prescriptiveness and everything of pro wrestling. So, in the eyes of some UFC fans, I can easily see them not being too impressed with Brock Lesnar just because he keeps coming back to pretend to fight while everyone else in UFC is actually fighting.
Real fighting versus pretend fighting. Unless you're CM Punk.
Yeah, it's all pretend.
Here you go. But, yeah, speaking about CM Punk, Bret Hart, did you guys catch all of the comments that he had on a podcast interview?
I didn't get to hear it, per se.
Okay. Well, the short story is, basically, Bret more or less said a lot of the same things we were bitching, moaning, crying, and complaining about when CM Punk was Universal Champion. A certain individual that used to be doing this webcast with us before Mike came along. Was very vocal, right, Omega?
Oh, yeah.
Triple H is in the main event. This guy's in the main event. That guy's in the main event. Meanwhile, CM Punk has the title.
Yeah, that happened. That's the thing.
Yeah. And I think we really worked hard, very hard, at trying to play devil's advocate and failed miserably because, well, let's face it, he was right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I... agree completely. You know, I'm tired of the CM Punk chants. I'm over CM Punk for walking away and basically, standing up to fans. But at the same time, I don't begrudge the guy getting pissed off that he is the champion and not main eventing. The champion is supposed to main event.
Yeah.
Oh, in many ways, yes, he got completely screwed over. At the same time, he was an absolute dick about handling it.
Yep. This is true. This is true.
He more or less punished his own fans just because he didn't get his way.
Yeah. But at the same time, did he not stand up for some of the wrestlers who have said some negative things about him? Like in a certain point of view, like Brett's like he gave up so much to prove a point for the wrestlers. You know that the wrestlers are doing the work, put the wrestlers in the main event spot. He stood on those principles and he lost his job. Gave up a lot to make that point, but he was right, and he took a bullet for the industry. That's a quote from Bret Hart. Is Bret right?
You see, this is difficult because you're going to make me give CM Punk credit.
I'm sorry to do
that.
Oh,
no.
And trust me, it leaves a bad taste in my mouth, too. Mike, I don't know about you. Okay, yeah, so we're all, like, looking for the mouthwash.
Found it.
I mean, yeah, he was right. Be like, it didn't do anything. We still see the championships relegated down below the top of the card.
Mm-hmm.
I know, like, you can take a bullet, you can label it like that and just go, well, you took a bullet for the industry, you know, it was the right thing to do. Does it mean anything if nothing happens? Like, if you've accomplished okay, congratulations, you stood up for the industry. Stood up for the workers. Everything's the same.
Status quo is, with one exception, the Universal title is not in the main event because the guy holding it never shows up.
Pretty much.
So, yeah. But, you know, like Bright hit a bunch of nails right on the head. He did score several points. But at the end of the day, I'm still teased off with Punk. It's like nurses going on strike because they want to have an extra 10-minute coffee break during their 10-hour shifts or 12-hour shifts. Who's actually being hurt by that? Not the people paying the nurses. Not the nurses, because they all have a war chest whenever they go on strike. It's the people who need their services. Now, I know that it's a bit much comparing an essential something to professional wrestling, but I think you get the allegory.
Yeah, I get the allegory.
So, yeah, but at the end of the day, WWE gave CM Punk everything but the main event, which is where he should have been. And I think the closest he came on any casual basis was the semi-main, but he never closed the shows, especially the pay-per-views.
Yeah, pay-per-views are always, the pay-per-view is eternally John Cena's. The main event.
And I want to correct myself. I said he was the Universal Champion. He was WWE Champion because
right.
They didn't have the Universal title back then.
I mean, if he had the Universal Championship before it existed, then God, why wasn't he in the main event? That's impressive.
He's ahead of his time?
Sure. Okay, there we go with that.
Let's face it. There is one constant. I am jealous of one thing about CM Punk.
AJ Lee.
He's married to AJ Lee.
That is the only cool points he gets.
There you go. He does get points for that. He sure as fuck doesn't get points for UFC fights.
No, he gets points for that. He immediately loses points because it means we lost AJ Lee.
Ooh, double-edged sword.
Yeah, so no AJ Lee versus, you know, Sasha Banks or Charlotte or Bayley.
Damn.
Or Becky or Ronda or any of the talented women we have.
You said Alexa. Yeah, so there it is. I just want to take time to remind everybody that coming up after this break that we're about to take, we've got a little bit of preview and pick 'em to play. Extreme Rules, of course, is next week. Are you ready for Extreme? Are you ready to get Extreme, Mike?
Yeah, the day before my birthday.
Are you ready to get Extreme Omega?
Maybe.
Okay. It's kind of tame by WWE standards. I mean, let's face it, right? ECW, that was extreme. Like the original ECW, when they wanted to go extreme, they got extreme.
Yeah.
WWE just cannot recapture that.
No, but they can pretend to.
They can try, but fail miserably. The best WWE production I've ever seen along that vein was... what was it? What was it, that pay-per-view? One Night Only or One Night Stand?
One Night Stand.
That's
ECW.
One Night Stand. ECW's One Night Stand. They brought back the original ECW, and it went straight downhill from there.
Yeah, you let Paul Heyman book the whole thing, so of course.
Of course it was good. Yes. There you go. Yeah, and you didn't give Paul Heyman the purse strings, so it didn't fail ultimately.
Yeah. It's like one show's got a bigger budget than he had for a year.
Yeah, there you go. On that note, everybody, we're taking our first time out of the evening. Is it going to be our last? Maybe. We'll find out. You're listening to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, streaming live on the TuneIn app. Download it to your mobile device. Search Wild Talk Radio Network. Listen to us wherever you are. We'll be back right after this.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in me. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. show, Brock Lesnar. Not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means Brock Lesnar, you're last.
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The Rack Extra gets a little Bella, in the form of Total Bellas.
It's not about you.
Technically, it's all about me.
Join us each week as we review the latest happenings going on in the world of the Bellas.
My husband doesn't know what a quickie is.
Ew. Listen to how sensitive he is.
My husband can't have, like, 2 minutes to 5 minutes of sex because he needs to start out with making out,
yeah,
and touching.
Whatever, that's
and,
fine.
Like,
no, that's
all
fine.
The time, all the time. What? Which I love, but sometimes I'm like, no, a quickie, like, come on.
Why don't you just say, hey, dude. Penis.
No, Kevin. I'll just be like, well, I can give, I guess for guys you call it a hand job.
Yeah, so what up?
No, I do. I have them do it all the time.
Yeah, it's so not great. Sex. That's fantastic.
Check out the Rack Extra, Total Bellas Weekly at WildTuckRadio.com and RackRadioShow.com.
My mother is getting more than me. It doesn't take him an hour to get up, I will tell you that.
People power!
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com. And you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Who is the greatest hockey player of all time? CB Radio has decided.
Butchering some names. Frank Nyberg versus Joe Nieuwendyken. Nieuwendyk.
I'm going to go with Nieuwendyk.
Yes.
Nieuwendyk. Wow. That is not what it looks like. Sweeney Schneider versus Matt Schmidt.
It's Milt. Not Matt.
Whatever. I figured that was going to help out Team Chat. Finally, someone who has a real name. Brad Park gets Mark Messier.
Messier.
What the
Messier.
Hell?
Messier.
Fucking
lynch him. Get a rope.
He has a goddamn R at the end. Screw you.
I can only wait till I get to that Wayne Gretzky guy.
Guy Lafleur versus Lauren Chatbot. You added a D. Yes, I did. On purpose. Brett Hull versus Ray Borkew.
Bjork? That's fucking Finkel.
Bjork. Okay, whatever.
Just think of the Swedish chef.
Fischler versus Wayne Gretzky.
Gretzky. I'll be the Gretzky guy.
Way to play into it, Jobber. Way to play into it.
Pavel Bure.
Oh, God.
Wait. Pavel Bure. What? How did I respond?
Bure.
Bure. Okay.
Oh, my
fucking
God.
French. Jerome Ignilia.
Aginla.
What?
Aginla.
Versus Joe Sakic. That's where I was going to go originally, but I figured it was going to be pronounced differently than I was expecting.
Jerome Aginla, one of the all-time greatest Calgary Flames players of all time.
Okay, so I'm going to go with Joe.
I just second on. I can feel the hatred now for that last one.
You're all idiots.
It's the Greater Than Great Debate, heard Saturday night, midnight-ish Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday nights, The Rack lays the smackdown on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Join me, Lindsay Ward, and my handyman producer, Sir Rockin, as we give you all the latest wrestling news, discussions, our reactions to both NXT and SmackDown, along with interviews with some of our favorite wrestling superstars.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar. What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz. This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE. Seth Rollins.
This is Kane from WWE.
The future is now when you experience The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
This is the masterpiece, Chris Masters, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio.
Oh, I hate that song. It's the Chicago Blackhawks goal song. Don't ever play that again.
Took you long enough to, you know, intro back to the show.
I was taking my ears out of my, or my fingers out of my ears.
So from here on out, this will be the song we play every single week on WTR Sunday.
No, I don't think so. Okay, stop. Just turn it off right now.
Starscream Josh is a big fan of the song.
Of course he is. He's a San Jose Sharks fan, isn't he?
No, that's Jobber.
Oh, that's Jobber. I don't know who Josh cheers for.
It's a good song.
I probably don't care that much. Anyway, getting into it. Hey, Extreme Rules takes place next Sunday night, which means, programming note, will be on after the pay-per-view. So it'll the webcast will probably start at like 11:15 p.m. Eastern time. Right?
It's just getting later and later now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we've got a few matches. Let's see. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 confirmed, 1 rumored match for the pay-per-view so far. Just, they could add 1 or 2 between now and next weekend.
They could add 8 as long as these pay-per-views have been lately.
Card is subject to change.
As always.
I don't know. Is the match card itself seems pretty solid.
Well, let's take a look at the very first one. Everybody, once again, WTR Pick'em, play along. You can submit your answers to our Facebook pages, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Is that right, Rock? Look at him not paying attention again. Of course, the other Facebook page is facebook.com/groups/Wild Talk Radio Network. You can email media@Wild Talk Radio Network. You can tweet, believe it or not. If you're on the Twitter machine, you can tweet at Wild Talk Radio. You can tweet at WTR Sunday Night, or you can tweet at Flames Forums. Your picks for Extreme Rules, pick them. But let's get into the preview and predictions of this thing going down. Taking a look at the card. First out of the hop, we got Finn Balor taking on Constable Baron Corbin. Mike, how do you see this going?
It's a toss-up. Huge toss-up.
This is a toss-up? Really?
No, I'm just playing.
I mean, it could be. It all depends.
On what?
Depends on what they're trying to do with Corbin.
It depends. Are they trying to get Balor's credibility back, or are they trying to...
That lies the issue. It's... I don't know what in God's name they're trying to do. I don't know what the crap they think they're trying to do. I honestly believe that they're trying to do gimmicks for Finn Balor, because when was the last time that we saw Demon Finn?
When's the last time he had a world title match to warrant it?
Exactly.
I mean, he could have did it at the money. No, never mind.
I mean, the subject of Demon Finn's come up once in a while. I think he's comfortable not having that persona unless he absolutely needs it. And let's face it, he really hasn't been in any programs where he needs it.
So in other words, he's Spider-Man. Yeah.
Okay.
No. Bad. Very bad. Bad heartbreak. Yeah.
I don't know where you got Spider-Man out of that.
He's... Oh, God, I can't believe I'm going to do this. He's... You know what? I can't even. But Colonizer Corbin...
There.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm blanks. but Colonizer Baron Corbin, not bad.
Colonizer.
Sorry, I was watching Black Panther.
Is he wiping out Indians? What?
I mean...
That deserved a very throaty laugh.
I honestly see. I want to see what they're doing with Baron Corbin. I mean, it's just a knockoff. It's just an updated version of Chief Morley. But who knows? And yes, I went there with Chief Morley.
It's an authority figure enforcer role. You know, we've seen plenty of that over the years. You know, this is a little bit more official than Teddy Long's version of the Undertaker, which is you piss me off, you have to fight the Undertaker.
His answer for everything. You gonna go one-on-one with the Undertaker? But yeah.
I miss when that could happen every week.
I know.
We were spoiled. We didn't know how good we had it.
We were.
Yes.
Nope. Twice a year now, if we're lucky.
Where's Rock?
Probably playing Fortnite.
Rock, are you playing Fortnite? I'm gonna take that as a yes because he didn't answer.
Okay, no, he's not actually playing Fortnite. Because I'd be able to see. Not.
Okay. Well, that's good. So, I don't know. Let's just see Omega. Who do you think is going to win this match here?
Offhand, I think probably the new Constable. We have a new role for him. He's supposed to be this enforcer for Stephanie McMahon. I don't really see him losing a big match and still being able to keep that position so easily.
Okay. Mike?
I want to see where this goes. Baron Corbin, you know, with Constable Baron Corbin alone. But I got to give it to Finn Balor.
Hmm. Okay. Well, normally I want to give it to Finn Balor. I'd like to give it to Finn Balor. I think Finn Balor would wind up winning, except it's WWE and Omega kind of sort of had a bit of a point there. I'm going to say that, the Constable Baron Corbin will win. I'm not going to say that it's going to be clean or not by hook or crook, but Baron Corbin goes over is my pick. And the random thing picker also picks Constable Baron Corbin.
I didn't hear.
You didn't hear what?
I didn't hear our random thing picker.
Random thing picker picked Constable Baron Corbin. It doesn't make any noise. It just picks randomly. Up next match, we're looking at the Raw Tag Team Championship. We got the Leaders of Worlds taking on the B Team. Now, the B Team has been scoring several victories, and they've been very entertaining. Satirizing the Leaders of Worlds. I've enjoyed what they've been doing.
I don't know how he does it, but Bo sounds so much like Bray.
It's weird. I don't know. And with that fake beard, he looks exactly like Bray, practically almost. And the fake.
Well, I mean, it's you look at the side by side when they do like the versus graphic on Raw, and like, wow, I didn't know they looked so much alike.
It's almost they could be brothers.
It could be weird.
Do you think they're going to be continuing what they've been doing with the B Team and give the titles to the B Team, Omega?
Honestly, right now it depends on how much damage Wyatt took in that car wreck.
This is true. I cannot disagree with you. Not to break kayfabe, but there you go.
Yeah. So we know that he was involved in a 3-car accident. We don't know how severe. It was severe enough to keep him off of one show. Apparently, he did show up for another fairly soon after, so he's back to wrestling. But yeah.
Well, from what I read, it was a head-on collision. He sustained minor injuries. He was beat up enough to miss one episode of Raw. So.
In offhand, I think what the Leaders of Worlds have going right now is pretty solid. I don't think I'm necessarily ready for them to drop the belts too soon. As good as the B Team has been doing here. Like, I'd love to see them in another program with someone else. I'd love to see them retain some of their own credibility and their own camp of value that they've got going on right now.
Yeah. So you're going to stick with the Deluders?
Yeah.
All right. Mike, what do you think?
The B team is over. It's they're so over. Not to mention their skits. And yes, like Omega said, yeah, these niggas, they look alike.
I wonder why.
Exactly. I gotta give it to the B team because they've done so much, and so I'm gonna give it to them.
All right. One thing that I've really enjoyed is after the B team wins, the Deleters of Worlds is giving them props, you know, like the standing ovation and all this other stuff. I see it coming back to basically bite the B team in the ass. I'm with Omega on this one. I don't see the Deleters of Worlds losing the titles just yet. That's my pick. And the random thing picker for this match is actually going with going along with Mike and picking the B team. You believe that?
Well, you know, it's the random thing picker's choice. If you know, if it wants to be on the edge, it can be on the edge.
There you go. Yeah. Edgy can be good, but again, with great risk, it's great reward or great pain. You never know what's going to happen. I'm laughing because I'm trying to stall.
Why are you stalling, Tim?
Yeah, there you go. Somebody's doing something. That's all. Don't ask doing? Why I'm stalling.
What's he doing?
He's getting a drink.
Tim.
What?
What's he doing? What's he doing?
What's who doing? Who are you talking about?
The one of us who's not talking. What's he doing?
He's getting a drink.
Why are we stalling?
He's getting a drink. He's not at the mic that doesn't sound like it's a laptop microphone at the end of a tunnel for a change.
Can he get a drink and still be on the air?
Weird. I'm not getting a drink. I want to get a drink. Can I get a drink?
No, you can't get a drink. You're on the air.
Because that means that you would have to like stall all by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You could talk about Transformers. Oh, by the way, I realized something. I made the exact same mistake this year as I did last year. I did it last year, too.
Oh, you watched one of the movies?
Well, that, too. But no, 10 days early.
Yeah. Yep. It's like a tradition at this point.
Almost. I don't know what the – I don't know how I did that, but I remember that.
We're on Facebook and Skype, and they both let you know, hey, birthday.
Yeah, I know. But here I am just trying – yeah, I was just trying to be all on top of shit, and it's like, hey, it's coming up. Right? No, 10 days early.
Shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what kind of cake are you asking for?
Money cake, because I've got a convention 2 days after.
Oh, there you go. And we're not talking about quarters, dimes, and nickels. We want $50 bills stuffed in that cake.
Now, settle down, children.
There you go. All right, moving on to the next match on the card. We got SmackDown Women's Championship, Carmella defending against Asuka, Mike.
Fuck. I honestly can't even, I don't even know. I don't know what the fuck SmackDown is doing right now. Or better yet, I don't know what the fuck WWE is doing with Asuka right now. And it's pissing me off because after hyping the crap out of her, this happens. But give me a good birthday gift. Asuka wins.
Omega.
I, like Mike, am not happy with the way WWE has been using her as of late. It feels like they, you know, they build her up as this indomitable force and then decided,
take it away.
Take it, yeah, like now we're just gonna go and it's like, on one hand, like, I am not upset with her actually losing her winning streak, because it does mean we get to tell other stories. Why Carmella? Why do we have to tell the story with Carmella?
Yeah.
There's so many better women wrestlers on that roster.
Carmella is filler.
She's a character. She's not, you know, she's just doesn't have the wrestling accolade of the rest.
All wrestling shows need filler, and that's the support staff. That's what Carmella is. So let me guess, you're actually going to say that Carmella retains.
Unfortunately.
Because after putting her down, you're picking her.
yeah.
Yeah, we know WWE.
We know WWE, yeah, and she has this toad with her that's probably going to help her retain.
All right. Well, I'm going the other direction. I'm going to say Ellsworth actually costs her the title, and Asuka finally gets what she should have So I'm picking Asuka to win, and amazingly enough, so's the random thing picker picking Asuka.
Oh, in this case, I hope I'm wrong.
Just in case anybody's keeping score. In this case, I hope you're wrong too. I already said it. Carmella's filler. I mean, she's support. She should not be holding the belt for any longer than transitional championship status. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Up next, Raw Women's Championship. It's an Extreme Rules match. Alexa Bliss defense against Nia Jax. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. An Extreme Rules match means no DQ?
Yep.
Okay.
But WWE.
We've seen a DQ in a no holds barred match before.
Yes, we have. I was just working on pointing that out, but you kind of sort of beat me to it, which is cool. But we got two outside influences to expect in this match. We got Mickie James in Alexa's corner, and we've got Ronda Rousey buying a ticket and sitting in the audience, and Ronda Rousey has promised to kick the shit out of Alexa. She didn't use those exact words, but it's a pretty accurate paraphrase.
I'm sure in some circles she used that word.
Oh, maybe. So, looking at this match, what are you expecting, Omega?
It's hard to know what to expect in this one. We got two outside influences that could be interesting, to say the least. I hate that they did something good with Nia, immediately backtracked it, took the belt right back off of her, and gave it to Alexa again, who is frankly so good she doesn't need the belt. I know this one has been frustrating. I don't want to keep seeing Nia Jax, who's supposed to be the powerhouse of the division, keep losing over and over. But I feel like that's what they're going to do because they're building up a big marquee match for Ronda. I almost feel like, and ironically enough, again with the UFC thing, we got another Brock situation where it's just kind of all revolving around Ronda right now.
Yeah.
You can move on from me now. That's the thought.
Mike?
WWE clusterfuck. One or two things is going to happen. Either WWE is going to call a no contest because of interference by Ronda Rousey, or somehow, some way, Alexa Bliss retains. It kind of sucks because I wanted to see much more chemistry of Nia and Ronda, because when at Money in the Bank, they were really good, which surprised the crap out of me.
It was a better match than the previous pay-per-view that saw Nia win the title.
Yeah.
I think that's thanks to Ronda.
Yeah. But, I just think that... that's just one of the two. But if I have to be... If I have to lock in... I would have to say, nah, Alexa retains.
As much as I can see the potential booking, and I hate hot-shotting the title, I could see them actually putting it back on Nia. That doesn't set shit up, though, Ronda versus Alexa. And I see that coming down the pike. I really do. I see that happening at some point. See, this is a tough one. Mike, you said it. Last match, it was fairly decent. Nia looked a lot better than she has in previous matches. I was getting into it until the cash in. I'm going to say Alexa retains, even though I don't know. Yeah, Alexa. And Random Thing Picker is also picking Alexa Bliss. All right. So the next match on the card here is United States Championship, Jeff Hardy defending against Shinsuke Nakamura. So no speaker English. Mike?
Jeff Hardy retains.
That was short and to the point.
Sorry. I don't think they're done with Shinsuke.
Okay, but you see Jeff Hardy retaining because they're not done with Shinsuke.
No, I just... But then again, it's going to... I don't see Shinsuke winning the United States title. To me, that's a slap in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Shinsuke Nakamura is a top tier superstar, and he couldn't win the WWE title, so then let's give him second best, the United States title. I can't. I'm sorry. After winning Royal Rumble and after going through all of that, this is where we are now. Jeff Hardy retains.
Okay. Omega.
It's kind of a slap in the face to put him into the U.S. title picture after he couldn't win the, you know, when he deserves to be in the world title picture.
Yeah.
It's a bigger slap in the face to have him lose again.
I was wondering if you're going to, if you were going to go there.
He can't keep losing. At some point, he has to have some kind of payoff. This isn't the one it should be, but he needs some credibility. He just came up on a constantly losing end feud with AJ Styles. He needs something, and Jeff really doesn't. Jeff has all the veteran credibility in the WWE to get by just fine without the United States Championship. This is Nakamura's to win, and if he can't win after all this, if he can't win the world title, can't even win the U.S. title, what was the point of giving him the Rumble?
Yep. So that's a vote for Shinsuke. Random thing picker picks Shinsuke. As for me, slap in the face or not, they've worked their asses off at elevating the Intercontinental title. Right now, AJ Styles seems to be the glass ceiling that cannot be broken through. Slap in the face, yes and no. If they give the title, they've just carried the U.S. championship. If they give it to Shinsuke, how would that diminish it? I don't see that being a diminishment for the title. You got one credible guy who might win it, taking on a credible guy who is currently holding it. So either one of these guys winning isn't going to affect the status of the title at all. This match itself, regardless of the winner, might actually help elevate the title a bit. But Omega, you made the point. You can't keep doing this to Shinsuke if he's one of the guys that you brought in to be a top level dude, which is exactly what you did. You brought him in to be a top level dude. And, as a result, I got to pick Shinsuke. Next up, we've got the Intercontinental Championship. It's a 30-minute Ironman match. Dolph Ziggler taking on Seth Rollins, Omega.
I hate the idea of a 30-minute Iron Man match.
Right.
It's like, doesn't Seth hold the record for the longest match on Raw? Like, how long he lasted in the Gauntlet match? Like, half the episode?
Yeah. Like, hey, let's do some more.
Like, 30 minutes is nothing. Like, this is just a pinfall rule at this point.
The best Iron Man match I saw lasted 65 minutes. That included a 5-minute sudden death overtime. And yes, it was Brett versus Sean.
Still the best.
One pinfall. That's it. That entire match. We've seen Iron Man matches since where we've had 7 or 8 or 9 pinfalls. Bullshit. No, the problem is today's fans can't handle anything less than that. Go ahead, Mike.
If they can pull something like that where it's still 0-0 and then do sudden death. All right. You got two top superstars right now that know what they're doing, that know how to put on a good show, that know how to sell, that know how to tell a story, and you put them in there for a 30-minute Ironman match, I mean, you got it pretty solid, but it's like Seth's doing this whole entire to-do list.
No.
My thing is, I can't, this is just, it didn't even have to be an Ironman match, to be honest.
Yeah, like you just had a 30-minute match. If it's a 30-minute Ironman match, I think that we're guaranteed a minimum 3 pinfalls. What do you think, Omega?
Yeah, at the least.
So who'd you pick?
Oh, me or Omega?
Omega, yeah. Who did you pick? Or did you pick? I don't recall
you picking. I haven't picked. Yeah. I was just talking about I hate this being an Ironman match when, you know, what we're going to get is a 2 out of 3 fall match with a time limit.
Yep.
Because we still have McIntyre on the outside. We'll give it to Dolph.
Okay. Mike?
Yeah, I'm feeling the same way with Omega, so Dolph. Okay. They need to give him something.
Okay. McIntyre gets tossed as a result of attempting to interfere, which causes Dolph to be all upset. Seth Rollins wins, and McIntyre comes out afterwards to beat down Seth, and it's a double beat down. That's my prediction.
And then How's Dean Ambrose comes back.
How's that for booking?
Eh.
I think it's a little too soon to see Dean Ambrose.
Never say never.
Never say never again. But anyway, yeah, no, I'm picking Seth Rollins, and so is the random thing picker. So we got 2 for Dolph and 2 for Seth on that one. We'll see what happens. Tag Team Championship for the SmackDown brand is next. Bludgeon Brothers defending against Team Hell No, Mike.
This is actually cool. The reunion, wow. And you know what? I'm actually going to give it to him. I'd say let's give it to Team Hell No.
All right. Omega, you looking forward to this one?
I am. I am. This has been fun. Well, it seems like it was pretty recent for it to be, you know, falling into nostalgia.
It was like 4 years ago.
Yeah. I feel like, this is just memory. It's just memory at this point.
Okay. Memory lane.
But no, this is cool. And it's, you know, and it is an appropriate way of bringing back Team Hell No when it's, you know, someone that Brian has had history with being former Wyatt family and all that.
Yeah.
This is going to be fun. I don't know if Hell No is actually going to win it. Like, I don't know if we want to rehash it completely like that, but at the same time, I don't know what else you do with Kane. Like, I don't want you to heel turn him again and stick him back into another feud with Brian if this goes bad. I don't know if this is the way you want to end the Bludgeon Brothers streak, though. I think I have to give it to Hell No. I feel like WWE's not going to let this one go without some kind of payoff. I think they're still hurting from the Shield not paying off.
Yeah, well, thanks to injury and other reasons. Yeah, I just don't see the breakup of Team Hell No so quickly with that degenerating into a feud between the two. But Omega, what's your fondest memory of the original teaming of Team Hell No?
Probably the therapy sessions. Hey, look who's back on Raw.
Yeah, there you go. But is there anything like in particular, or just the therapy sessions in general?
It's hard to pick one.
Okay, fair enough. So we'll let judges say that you can keep that answer. Mike, what about you? What's your fondest memories of that, the original run?
None.
Mike?
No fond memories.
I mean, besides the time with Dr. Shelby? Good times. Hug it out, everything else.
Hug it out. So that's your fondest memory of the original run?
No, my fondest memory was time with Dr. Shelby. Okay. Their therapy sessions. They were so comical.
Okay. Well, my fondest recollection of Team Hell No is one particular therapy session. They're in the restaurant. Dr. Shelby recommends, you know what, switch plates. And so you've got this committed vegan who's a vegan for medical reasons eating these big-ass meatballs while you've got this carnivore devil's favorite demon eating a salad. That was hilarious. Just looking at the picture, like the look on Daniel's face when he takes a bite of that meatball and the reaction of Kane when he eats a piece of lettuce. That was just the best bet for me. By the way, just so you guys know, little insider information, those air quote meatballs were vegetarian meatballs. Just so you know. But
has he gone back on this total vegan diet since then, though?
I think that he has relaxed himself from it, but initially it was 100% vegan, no meat, no dairy, because he was having... He was having medical issues, like pain and such, and he was recommended to try the vegan diet by like his real doctors, and it worked wonders for him. So, but I don't know. I mean, I guess you have to watch Total Bellas to see if he sneaks a piece of bacon here and there. One person to ask would be Rock, the other one would be Lindsay. But you'd have to wait until Thursday night, 10 o'clock Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network for another edition of the multi-time, multi-award winning The Rock Radio Show. Just saying. So, but, yeah, no, me, just for shits and giggles and the fond memories, I'm picking Team Hell No. Random thing picker, however, is picking the Bludgeon Brothers. Up next, the match that is going to be the make it or break it of this card. We're talking about match of the night, match potentially of the year, possibly match of the century. Roman Reigns facing Bobby Lashley. Sarcasm. Omega.
Isn't this the second pay-per-view in a row where we've had to do that?
Something like that, yeah.
We just look forward to so many Roman matches, don't we?
The thing I hate about Roman matches now is not Roman Reigns. It's the crowd reaction to them. That's what I hate.
Oh, absolutely. Crowd reaction drinking game.
We'll get to you in a minute, Mike.
I'm not looking forward to this. This is a match between two guys who need someone to carry them through the match, and two strongest guys in the roster can't carry anything.
You don't really want to pick a winner on this one, do you?
Nobody wins on this one.
certainly not the fans.
I mean, it's going to be Roman.
Okay.
Because, you know, we've got a world title thing that's going to be coming up, and they're going to want to keep him in the picture.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you're going for Roman. Mike, what's the drinking game?
Well, let's see. Every time Superman punch, spear, every time he gets a Samoan drop, who wins
just,
this?
Just drink till you can't see Roman anymore.
Yeah, there you go. Who wins this? My toilet.
No. I'm going to firmly, firm stance here. Your toilet is losing in this scenario.
Yeah, that's not a winning situation.
Maybe. I'm going to have to, you know what? I'm probably going to have to pick, well, not probably. I'm picking Roman.
Just to see where it leads and to see Bobby Lashley actually face Brock Lesnar for the Universal title only to lose it to Braun Strowman as he cashes in his Money in the Bank contract, I'm going to pick Bobby Lashley to win.
Oh, my God.
Bobby came back to face Brock. This is his last, probably his only chance.
Hmm.
Oh, it's not happening. It's so not happening. Yeah.
Probably not, but I'm still picking Bobby. The random thing picker, however, picks Roman. So I'm the only dissenter this time out. But, you know, every one of these, we all got to pick just one way out there because you never know matches. So this one, I guess, would be mine. Okay, what day will it be next Sunday? Guys, what day is it going to be? Look at the card.
Super Card of Power! Sorry.
There's only one setup for that. We know. We have to play along.
You have to play along.
Yes, yes, yes. It's Rusev Day.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You know, I was just holding out until you actually said it. Rusev challenging for the title AJ Styles. Yes, no, maybe. And go.
I wish he could win. I wish I could believe that Rusev had even the slightest chance in hell of winning this match at all. He so deserves it. He was trashed on for years after, you know, proving himself a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then just to get absolutely nothing out of it and then get this, which was one of those, hey, let's just give him something to do gimmicks.
Yeah.
And it just happened to get over as hell. This is the kind of thing you capitalize on that WWE famously just squashes and forgets about quickly.
So you're hoping for Rusev, but...
but it's all like an idea becomes an over gimmick and you never expected it to happen like this. And then... the biggest curveball happens. Holy crap, Rusev is actually number one contender. Granted, you know, hey, WWE, good job, but thanks for giving us something that we know that we're not going to get. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for getting my hopes and dreams up like that.
Right. They're like, hey, yeah, ooh, it's a Switch. Yeah, thanks, it's a Wii. Thanks, WWE. Now... unless WWE pulls the biggest curveball and is like, Rusev, crush. New WWE champion thanks to the interference of Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
Hence why
that feud's done, dude.
I know, but like I said, thanks WWE. Frickin' AJ Styles. I don't care if he's on my team for my draft. Fucking AJ Styles.
AJ didn't do anything wrong here.
I know.
You know what? Just for you saying that, Mike, I hope that AJ Styles does lose, so you lose points.
That's vindictive.
I know.
Daddy.
I'm in a vindictive mood because I've got pie. Pie makes me vindictive.
Really?
I think of other people eating pie. That's my pie, and... that means less of my pie for me, and then I get vindictively angry about that. So
you already have pie.
People aren't allowed to have my pie.
Have pie. You can't get upset if I've got pie.
Pythagorum.
The what? Spell that.
So as much as I'm going to dig the crowd reaction to this match, and let's face it, that's the winner of this match ultimately is the crowd chance.
Mm-hmm.
AJ Styles, Rusev Day!
You already know that's going to be the chant of the night.
I'm picking AJ to win this. However, Random Think Picker is going to celebrate Rusev Day.
Mark.
Random Think Picker's a mark.
Of course.
For Rusev Day. For Rusev. So there you go. Yeah.
Thanks, WWE, for giving me another crappy birthday.
Yeah, it's all WWE's fault. There you go. Okay, the rumored match of the night, Kevin Owens taking on Braun Strowman, Omega.
This has been amusing. Why is it always about friends with Kevin?
He's petty.
Dude just does not have luck with friendships.
None whatsoever.
Ooh. I mean, I don't see any answer besides, you know, Braun smash. It just seems like the obvious outcome here. And we don't have a Sami Zayn to help pull him out of the fire this time.
No, we do not.
Damn shame.
Mike?
I love this. I love this whole trolling the crap out of Kevin Owens. When Kevin Owens was a bully, he's finally got someone that's his own size that'll pick on him. Freaking hilarious. Braun Strowman, death.
Okay. Fair enough. Before I get to my pick, Random Think Picker picks Kevin Owens, by the way, guys.
Good.
My thing, kudos to Kevin Owens for this entire program, which started at TLC with him needing emergency everything replacement after being thrown off the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
And doing this program with Braun, and he's so good at it. It's just he's entertaining as a son of a bitch throughout this whole thing. Yeah, I get, you know, nothing but props to KO for all of this stuff. I mean, But, yeah, I mean, like, if anybody picks against Braun Strowman, they're as dumb as a random think picker.
Death.
So, yeah, Braun Strowman. All right, and so that's the card, and we're expecting it to be, but not including pre-show, 3 hours and 15 minutes long, approximately.
Something like that.
Okay, guesses right now. I'm saying 11:15 is when it ends. Omega?
11:20.
Okay, Mike.
So you guys already have it at 4+ hours.
I said not including pre-show.
Oh,
all pay-per-views now start at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 Pacific.
That's right.
On the award-winning WWE Network. Yep.
Oh, God, no.
So, well, in that case, I'm going to say 55 Eastern.
They also don't always last 4 hours as well.
So adjust your time.
Okay, my time adjustment is 10:55 Eastern.
Omega's still going 11:20?
No, 10:40.
Mike?
11:05.
Random Think Picker.
Random Think Picker can't pick this.
Media, wildtalkradio.com, Twitter, at wildtalkradio, at flamesforums, at WTRSunnight, or facebook.com/groups with wildtalkradio network. Make your picks there. All week long.
Yeah, play pick 'em for crying out loud, you guys. We got a lot of regulars. We know there are a lot of people that listen to the program that don't pick. If you haven't yet or haven't in a long time, please. It's fun. It's, you know, shits and giggles. We love it when you play along with us.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoopsie freaking do!
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
We are coming to the end of the first round.
Wow, the first round.
Hey, if you remember the last one, we were only about a quarter of the way through at this point. So getting to the end of the first round is pretty remarkable.
So we're speeding right through this thing here. Well, okay, I get it.
Well, it's half the size, so anyway.
Yeah, that's true. The last one was massive.
Vader versus Jinder Mahal, Omega.
Hmm.
Vader's a heel because he's frightening as hell, huge as hell, and he can get it done in the ring. Jinder's a heel because we just plain don't like the guy.
So everyone's voting Jinder.
No, Big Van Vader.
Mike. You're the one who suggested Jinder. Make the case.
I know, and I'm making a mistake every time that I'm hearing this.
So, yes. Vader?
Yes. Big Vader.
May come on. Rest in peace. Come on, Tim. Do your boy a big favor. Do it.
Yeah, Vader.
Gorgeous George porn... porn.
No, Paul, not the porn star.
Oh, gosh.
No, don't tell us your Google searches.
Gorgeous George Paul Orndorff. Mike.
You said Gorgeous George and who?
Paul Orndorff.
Paul Orndorff.
Mr. Oh, Wonderful.
Mr. Wonderful.
It just still sounds like that's a porn name for the guy.
Yeah. Why?
Because he's Mr. Wonderful.
Omega.
Too easy to compare the two. I'll just say Orndorff.
Tim.
Yeah, I'm a little older than you guys. Gorgeous George.
Really?
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Anyway.
And I'm not talking Randy Savage's ballet, Gorgeous George. I'm talking about the original.
Chris Jericho, Big John Studd, Tim.
Fuck. John Studd was the quintessential bad guy. But Jericho has done so fucking much. People booed Stud because that's what you did. Jericho has the ability to get the crowd behind him and then against him in the same fucking sentence. Just working the mic. His work in the ring, in addition to that, it's Chris Jericho, man.
Omega.
I'm not sure there's been a more versatile heel ever than Chris Jericho.
Yeah.
John Studd's one of those types of heels that, falls into the general categories. Heels go into the arrogant, the clown, the frightening powerhouse.
The coward.
The coward. I mean, you get these archetypes. Jericho crosses them so easily, and then he'll come up with something on his own. He's been the clown heel, he's been the arrogant heel, and then there was whatever the fuck he was going for during his first huge return.
The trolling heel.
That's a good way to put it. he could be any type of heel he wants, and he's still good at it. It's got to be Jericho.
Mike.
Chris Jericho.
Nick Bockwinkel, Mr. Perfect. Omega.
It's hard for me to get past Perfect's persona. God, Kurt Hennig was the only one who could pull that off as well as it was. The vignettes alone. Tossing the football to himself, or the impossible shots in the basketball court, that it worked so well, and I don't think anyone could have done it as good as Kurt.
Tim, Mr. Perfect, Nick Bockwinkel.
Oh, shit. Nick Bockwinkel was a prick. Kurt Hennig was the type of heel that you loved that he was a heel, because you loved to hate him, but you respected Mr. Perfect. Intelligent, funny, he could have a comedy match as well as a serious one. His match against Bret Hart still ranks up there as, I think, one of the all-time best ever matches, definitely in the top 20, if not the top 10. And that was, he was wrestling with a fucked up back in that match. It's Mr. Perfect.
Mike.
Mr. Perfect, all the way.
And that's the first round of the all-time greatest heel.
That's incredible.
Round two starts in 2 weeks.
Ricky, that's the end of this webcast for tonight, kids.
So tomorrow night.
So, seeing as it's the end, we're going to just give you a bunch of plugs tomorrow night immediately following Raw's Raw Post Show. I was just waiting for Rock to start talking so I can interrupt you, Rock.
11:10 p.m. Eastern, Raw Post Show. We're back alive after a 1 week break.
There you go. Yeah, and of course, Tuesday night, sometimes he plays Fortnite. Same as Wednesday night, sometimes he plays Fortnite. Actually, he's always playing Fortnite. Sometimes he streams it on Twitch.
Follow, subscribe to the Twitch channel, twitch.tv/WTRLive, because me and the squad, we do things. We've been in the playground for a week. It's fun. We're doing what? Impulse dodgeball. We're doing the American Gladiator Assault. We're doing all the fun stuff in Fortnite. Fun. It's follow us on Twitch, twitch.tv/WTRLive, so you know when we're live for that or any of our podcasts.
Maybe I'll hook up my Nintendo 64 and play a game of Rogue Squadron on Twitch.
You could.
Nobody pay attention to that.
No one will pay attention to it.
Yeah, but pay attention to Thursday night, 10 o'clock Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network for another edition of the multi-time, multi-award-winning The Rock Radio Show with your host, Lindsay Ward.
She's back. We're live Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, talking all the news you can handle, previewing Extreme Rules, SmackDown, Throwdown, the NXT Rundown. It's all on The Rock. Thursday night's 10 p.m. Eastern. Check out The Rock Extra Reviews, Total Bella Season 3, Episode 7, available on Wednesday. And catch up. All the episodes at RockRadioShow.com, Rock Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Stitcher, iTunes, and the Google Play.
There you go. Saturday night, another edition of The Wild, The Wacky, The Unusual, The We're Going to Be Here Around Midnight If We Remember to Be On Time, CB Radio.
Last night we did the all-time great, the Great and the Great Debate on the all-time greatest Japanese wrestlers. This week.
Did a Japanese guy win?
Yes.
Okay.
It was in honor of the G1 climax starting on Saturday.
Oh, my God.
Which I'll plug in a second. But this week, we're tentatively scheduled to do amusement park rides. So tune in to the Greater Than Great Debate, part of CB Radio, Saturday at midnight. CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and the website CBRadioLive.com. Don't forget to check out the tweetcast from @LoneJobber, the 2 minutes and 20 seconds of Eastern Wrestling Analysis for New Japan Pro Wrestling only on Twitter, twitter.com/LoneJobber.
There you go. And once again, programming note, we'll be on immediately following Extreme Rules next Sunday night to tell you what we thought about it. Right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. That being said, thanks for tuning in tonight, everybody. Have yourselves a great week. Catch you next Sunday.
No.
Wait!
No one else gets the plug.
No, hang on a second. You didn't see what I did there? I said I yelled wait. Follow me on the Twitter machine at Flames Forums, but also follow me at the other Twitter ID that I have at Voicing Sanity. Uncensored, politically incorrect. I calls them as I sees them on that one, and it can get a little bit dicey. You understand what I'm talking about? Wild Talk Radio, follow Wild Talk Radio at Wild Talk Radio, Wrestle Talk Radio at WTR Sunday Night. Check out the Facebook pages. Rock.
Facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Facebook.com/WTR Sunday Night.
There you go. And that being plugged, I'm done, so somebody else's turn.
Omega, you have stuff on sale. Plug it.
I have stuff all over the place. So
buy his shit.
Buy my shit. My shit's the only thing I'm not selling right now. So you can find me pretty much everywhere on the internet. I go by TJ Reviews over on Facebook, and then everywhere else it is TJ Omega. That is the YouTube channel, currently on hiatus as things are annoying here right now. But beyond that, my archive is still up. Still a ton of things to see for the stuff that isn't there. It's on TJOmega.net, and you can follow me on Twitter at TJ Omega for all of my updates and general amusements.
Go find his eBay page on his Twitter because he's going to MetroCon in 2 weeks and needs money.
Yeah.
Buy his stuff.
Expensive.
2 weeks. Buy his stuff.
Buy it. Buy it all. He needs Fortnite skins.
Wow. I am done with those.
Till season 5. Mark, go.
Mm-mm-mm. Anyway, you can come at the black guy here on the Twitter page, BWTR Oreo on Twitter page. You can hit me up on Facebook, doing a thing. You can hit me up on Facebook, Dragon Honor Wrestling. Yeah, I enjoy that. Do all of that. This week, I'm actually going to stop BSing, and I'm actually going to talk about the victory of Juice Robinson. So we will talk about, we'll discuss that this week. And for those who missed it, I will post the video on my Twitter page. So BWTR Oreo on my Twitter.
Say goodnight, Tim.
Good night, Jim.
WildTalkRadio.com.